This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We're on Lincoln heading towards the airport to pick up Jake Johansson, who is the most hilarious.
He's the number one hilarious comedian, I would say.
I think as far as our podcast goes, that is the episode that I was laughing the hardest during.
Yeah. Also, we're doing it OG style. It's been a while since we actually driven down Lincoln to LAX.
Because it feels terrible. It's emotionally...
It's horrible.
It's an emotionally already... He's texting. We're not quite on time, but now I'm finding his bag isn't there yet, so I feel better. I don't need to be...
It's very stressful.
So many emotions already, and we haven't even... There's no guest in the car yet.
I know.
And I've already gone through denial, anger, sadness, regret, all the things when someone dies. And no one's even died. Fingers crossed.
Maybe a part of you has died.
Yeah, I think it's just a little... There's a little hole in my heart, and I think it's shaped like Jesus.
Jesus or Jake Johansson?
Jake Johansson. I call him Jesus for short. He does not like it.
That's his prison nickname.
He has not yet been to prison, but it's important before you're incarcerated to have a nickname going in.
Yeah.
And pick a group.
Pick a group, pick a race, tell them your nickname. Hey, it's me, Shorty. Hey, it's me, Lumpy.
Hey, it's me, Jesus. I used to be a comedian. Why are you guys punching me?
I guess that's part of it. They told me in that book that this is just part of it.
I have a reoccurring nightmare that I wake up and it's obviously, I don't remember my nightmares, but I remember thinking about them when I wake up. And I sometimes think I've killed someone somewhere in my life. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know what that's about because I never have. And I can say that confidently.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
I mean,
these dreams are very realistic, but I'm never in prison, but I'm about to go.
Really?
It's that, but it's as silly as the dream where I have to go back to high school and I have to cancel gigs because I didn't finish credits.
Do you ever tell people I shouldn't be here? Like you try to plead with people because you know that you're
have math
almost 40
math credits to finish. Yeah, it's, I don't understand that. I'm sure I could lay down and someone could explain it to me.
Well, the high school one is about anxiety. Is anxiety an unfinished business? I know that because I used to look up my dreams a lot.
Okay.
I can't say... I've never had a dream where I killed somebody, although I did... I used to every once in a while dream that I would punch my friend in the face. Like, she would piss me off. And it was a person I was not getting along with in real life. And in a dream, I would punch her. And then everyone would be like, oh, my God, and freak out. And then I'd be like, oh, why did I do that? That's so crazy.
And maybe that's just simply a dream where you wish you'd punch someone in your life.
It's wish fulfillment. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Dreams are so strange to me. And what scares me even more is I usually don't remember them at all. So what's that mean if you don't dream ever?
Well, maybe you just don't remember
that's
them.
That's what everyone says. And yeah. I agree. I think that's probably it.
That's probably it.
But we aren't dreaming when we say we're picking up Jake. I can see it off in the distance, the LAX tower where they do a lot of probably controlling of when the planes land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of control issues in that tower. Yeah. For sure.
Too many cooks in the kitchen. You guys are all...
So many people bossing each other and smoking cigarettes.
And saying jokes from the airplane. Yeah. Like, there's a sale at Penny's.
They would have to make airplane references in the control tower, wouldn't you think?
Three times today someone said, I guess I picked the wrong way to stop sniffing glue. We know that.
Yes. Gotta be.
There's gotta be.
And you know they're sniffing glue also.
Oh, yeah.
The joke is that they're doing it as they sniff glue. They're saying that.
They just have paper bags lined with gas to huff.
I have to say that movie 100% holds up since the day I saw it when I was 12 years old. It is still as hilarious in every way.
It is. And it's amazing because it's the exact kind of humor that you think wouldn't hold up. It's
right.
So silly. And the other movies those that duo made, like there's some other Leslie Nielsen flops.
but in that one, I think it's because like Leslie Nielsen, everyone is so serious. They're really playing it like the Airport 77 style.
Right.
So it almost seems slightly real. And then it's like then there's eggs coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. It and then later in life, they told him to start crossing his eyes.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God, that's an intimidating. There's just a cop leaning against his bike, using his body as a tripod to pick up someone speeding.
Am I speeding? I'm going 50.
I'm talking on a microphone. He might pull us over for pretending to be game show hosts.
He never stopped leaning, though.
He never did. He really had a secure hold.
And I would, you know what I would say to that cop if he pulled us over? If you can lean, you can clean, which is what I learned at the Gap, working there for 1 year.
The manager said that?
Colleen, the assistant manager, who was a no-shit gal. She was very funny. I really liked her.
If you can lean, you could clean.
Yeah. Basically means don't just hang out ever. Always be doing something if you're working.
That's the best saying.
Yeah.
Leaning, meaning that's what you do if you're, like, relaxing and not working. You're just leaning against some t-shirts at the Gap.
I was literally leaning against the cash wrap, which is what they call the register area. Just leaning there, just kind of like, oh, no one's in here. Oh, I have so many great stories about the Gap, Chris. And also, I have a varied knowledge of most t-shirts and... You know, how to fold cotton items.
That's something I wish I'd... My t-shirt folding style is so whack. It is just not anything to write home about. Okay, arriving flights. I guess we go to the right.
Is it,
See, oh, it's, here this we go. Anxiety comes over me. It's something about this airport. I feel like...
Could it be the complete the gridlock traffic and...
It is.
Just the shit that we know we're about to drive into?
Yeah, it's going to be the worst. And we have to go to Terminal 6, which is close to the last one, which means more driving. There's no shortcuts.
Oh, LAX. We haven't seen you in so long.
How have you been? I see you've not gotten a facelift or any work done.
Hey, lady. You're different. You're not like any other lady in this town. You're letting it all go natural style. Like me.
Everyone is so disappointed with LAX when they get here. If you go to other airports in our country, they do something to modernize it or make it convenient.
Yeah, sometimes they'll put up like a big... A big wall of glass windows, so it kind of looks like, ooh, it's could be the future.
Here's
something.
Some art, some modern art. Yep. Ooh. But no, at LAX, they're like, hey, remember the 70s? So do we.
Yeah.
Because we haven't changed anything.
They're like, hey, remember the Iran-Contra scandal? Well, this is what it looks like. if it were an airport.
This is an airport. This is what an airport would look like if Reagan was still president.
Hey, remember how Reagan ruined everything? That's right, I said it.
We're the Reagan of airports, because we're going to ruin your day.
We're going to ruin any enjoyment you might have in the next 20 minutes.
LAX, not a sponsor of Do You Need a Ride?
An enemy of Do You Need a Ride?
Oddly, we are sponsored by the Chicago O'Hare, which I've never been to.
It's like your mother's arms.
Ugh, all floppy and covered with chalk dust. My mother was, I guess, a second grade teacher. I don't know why I made her that. I just think of so many arms.
Your mother was an octopus.
She really was.
She was a real octopus.
Actually, the person in town called the octopus was an autistic man who could play 8 people at once in chess.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I made t-shirts for him.
Oh.
Or he had them. He had his own coffee brew. That's the thing about small towns is they embrace their
local color.
Their local color. They're famously unstable. They're mentally quick to anger people. But there's a guy called the Leprechaun that I think his previous job was waiting in holes during the war and stabbing the enemy. And he just became the Leprechaun, and he'd do open mics and dress, of course, like a leprechaun and play guitar.
And then stab you in the ankle?
He did end up stabbing someone later in life.
No!
But everyone's like, come on, it's Tommy the Leprechaun. I think we'll get in this entrance here. And,
come on, let Tommy stab people.
Come on.
It's funny.
He doesn't know better.
That's my favorite story.
There was Red the Preacher. He would just scream, burn, hellfire, burn, hellfire, burn. Huh? And then we'd skate by and go, hey, Red. And he'd go, burn. Oh, hey, kids, how you doing? Great day for a skate, isn't it? Just beautiful weather. Okay, back to being nuts. Burn! Burn the Bible.
So he was nice if you were nice to him, but yes. Ultimately he kind of wanted everyone to burn.
Yes, he was warning everyone. We were going to hell, but he was happy to see us and he was really friendly.
Oh, so see, he was genuinely worried about people.
And there's another man who would wait. Everyone noticed him in town because it's such a white town. And he was this black man that would wear a full padded, like 3 different Carhartt one pieces, mm-hmm. and had all this baggage mentally, but also literally had many bags.
Yeah.
And he would just wait by the news station by KECI and look up at the sky. He was waiting for God or aliens. These men are all dead now. They're all long gone.
And I wonder what their realization was when they died of like, oh, that was a waste of time. Or, hey, look, hellfire, I was right. What if Red was right, is my funny joke.
So he should be, he might have been. Who knows?
No, I was looking.
There he is. There he is. He's right beyond this white truck.
He's right beyond these pedestrians I almost ran over.
This was perfect.
Yes.
This was a perfect pickup.
There's
even parking.
Unless I hit this car.
There's even.
This worked out great.
Now that guy's looking down. He is like.
Yay!
Perfect. We did it.
Yay!
We did it.
Oh, I love Jake Johansson.
Yeah, he's the best.
I just love him. Is that open?
Hi. We've already said a lot of nice things about you.
How do you do the bag
thing? Oh. I'll do it.
It's open. Shit, my guitar might be in there.
Oh. Well, let me.
Is it going to fit?
We're going to have a momentary. Here, just talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, you can just throw that on there. Is that all right?
I know.
There's a sheet over. There's a... And then this goes like this.
And there's another one on that.
The seatbelt goes like that.
Guys, Chris is just letting Jake know how it's working in the back. I'll let you know. He knows. It wasn't that long ago. Hi, good to see you.
It's good to be here.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Can I put my thing
on? I might.
Yes, please do.
During this, I realized I'm better at editing now, so we can cut this out. It doesn't just have to be.
I thought it was great. It was very natural.
It was natural. It was a natural.
People love that, you know, like the small things in life.
Yeah, like small moments of confusion.
Yes.
Small moments of ill preparedness.
Hang on.
Did
I
you get it?
I just wanted to make sure that I got it buckled, but I did.
Good for safety.
Yeah. It is an issue.
These mics are... I love this mic. It's the Audio Technica. It's got a Gene Rayburn feel to it.
It's very Rayburn-y. I don't even know who Gene Rayburn is, but that is the first thing I said about these mics when I first held them.
He was the host of Match Game.
Yeah, that's right. And he had that really... It was a mic about this long, and then it had a little... It was thinner, but it had a little ball on the end.
Yeah.
I guess it was because he didn't like to have his hand up near his face. You have to put a mic near your face, but you can keep your hand down.
Is that true?
I wonder if that's why all the game show mics, when they have some civilian run up on stage, you want the mic as long as possible because of germs.
To keep them away. Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea.
It's other people's spittle. You know how much people spit.
Yeah.
Just the general public.
Well, when they're excited, when they're about to compete on a game show.
Come on.
They've done studies where they show that you really produce a lot of saliva in a situation like that.
They're just drooling from money.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much you're spitting if there's a low-end stackable washer-dryer combo just waiting to be yours?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, I have a washer-dryer that can be stacked, but it's not stacked. And sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about going out and stacking
that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, who's to say that you can't stack an unstackable washer and dryer?
It is stackable. It's made to be stacked. It has the potential of being stacked.
You're just saying, what if you live the other way?
What if I was a different sort of person?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to... If you do plan on doing this, and this is just something I'm coming up with, but I think I'm right, do not put the dryer on top of the washer, because most unstackable washer dryers, the washer, the door is on top. So if you put the dryer, you're not getting your clothes in there.
Well, listen, just from a physics standpoint, the washer's got to go on the bottom because of the weight. It's got a lot of water in there. Those are heavy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I would go over to Lincoln here and go up.
I think
you got a different idea? Okay.
No, I don't have... I'm just driving. I'm just enjoying myself.
Well, I'm not sure. That guy next to us is doing a text thing. And this is great.
His man bun came undone.
Can I go over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Great.
Yeah, the man bun is a thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It used to be a ponytail, and now they've gone man bun. Top knot, sort of.
I've seen them online. You can get artificial man buns that I can just put on my regular.
Oh, this is exciting. I always learn something new when I get picked up at the airport from you guys. I feel like I'm going online when I get home and get... Well, I'm going to order some man buns.
Are you
going
to get you a man bun?
I would just to have it on. The thing that I would do is I would carry it in my bag, and then if I was sitting next to a guy with a man bun, when he got up to go to the restroom, when he came back, I'd have my man bun.
Yeah, and he would have to stop for a moment and think, did he have that man? Is this guy making fun of me? But no one would ever call you out.
It's not making fun. It's what I call an homage.
What if that's when you find out that the men buns have a secret handshake? And that's, he discovered that yours was fake because you didn't know it.
Because I didn't know the handshake?
It's got to be a fist pound, right? You just
I would say, look, this thing just grew out long enough for me to pun it today. And so I don't know the handshake yet.
You were in the bathroom,
good. Bro. You get all these excuses.
Teach
ready.
Me, bro. Yeah. Teach me your ways, bro. How do we shake hands? And he'll go, well, it's actually a hand bun. And then he fist pounds.
And then he make a bun-like shape
with
your hands.
He makes a fist, and then you put your hand over the outside of it.
Yeah.
And then you walk to a yoga class together.
And then you pull it down like a slot machine.
And you drool and drool for all the money.
And he goes, winner, 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 winner.
Chicken dinner. Jake, where were you just now?
Can't I just stop and laugh? I love ridiculous visuals being spelled out. And, I'm back.
Keep in mind that the two people who are doing that are wearing man buns. Yeah. One of them is a real one, and one of them is a fake one.
Yours is bright red, because you checked the wrong box on the internet.
Or maybe I just like the idea of the look of that. Some guys have beards that are different color from their heads, so true. I got a different color bun.
Your thing. Man bun grows out different.
How dare you, people who want to mock me and my technicolor man bun?
Oh, that's the best.
I'm coming back. I'm returning from Minneapolis by way of Phoenix, Arizona. So because of the, I have to fly in the airline where I have all the miles. And so it's a stop on the way. So the first flight, I got upgraded, and it was exciting to be in the front. Yeah.
Yes.
Even though it was one of the old U.S. airplanes, the former U.S. Air, they don't have any TVs or audio jacks. They got nothing.
Just plastic and beige.
Yeah, you just get to sit in a bigger chair in the front. And
last time we picked you up, you had, if I'm not mistaken, had diamonds that you had in up your ass.
I was smuggling in some diamonds. Yeah, no, that's right.
Did you redeem those at a jeweler?
This time, you know, I didn't get a good count of those before I swallowed them, which is... know when you're done filtering your poo. Yeah.
You got to do
and
a pre-stuff
so
tally.
I am still looking through. I feel like I'm missing a few, but I can't be sure. But yeah. I've been pooping into a strainer since then.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Also something people with man buns do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's all
do
perfect.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because they don't eat carbs. They're not having spaghetti. You got to use that strainer for something.
Yeah.
So, this flight, the second flight, there was a guy with a ponytail, old school ponytail guy, who got on and stuck his bag. He went in the overhead compartment. I had been asked by someone else to move my bag to a different overhead compartment so he could get his wheelie bag. You know, I just got one bag. I just have one little backpack that I'm bringing. So I feel like I'm allowed to put it in the overhead bin, even though it would fit under the seat in front of me, because I only brought on one bag, and you brought all your bags.
That's the announcement they make. If you have one bag, go ahead, put it upstairs.
Yeah. And this ponytail dude then gets on, and... he's got a bag, and my bag is smaller, and it's in the back, and he puts his in, and then gives it this kind of manly shove, like hammering it in, and it's like, hey, my bag is under that bag that you're just smashing in there, and it has my nice electronic equipment.
Sorry.
Yeah, cursing.
No. It's real. Hey, when it's traffic.
We're keeping it real. I love show business now. We're just always doing it. There's not really a time of your day where you have to where you're taking a break and you're saying, no, I'm not doing show business right now. You're doing it all the time.
You got it.
Well, you do my other show tonight called Sleepcast. You're able to sleep, but it's also being a lot of people listen to it and tune in.
I can do that. I've got to, in the middle of the night tonight, I'm stacking my washing machine and my dryer.
We'll be there for that, too, because Hollywood never stops.
That's for your HGTV special.
That would be
comedy
a show.
Special.
It does never stop. Now, the last time I was in the car, we were talking about backyard comedy shows, and I still haven't gotten to do any of those with you, Karen, but I did get to do a show that's in the back of a barber shop. So,
how was it?
It was great.
Was it that secret show that in that room?
Blind barber. Yes.
Yeah.
I love that show.
It was really fun. When I was talking to them, though, you know, they're always full. So I would call it sold out, except they don't sell tickets.
Right.
To
right.
The show.
God
they just
forbid.
Have a mailing list. And I was telling them, like, you know, I don't want to tell you how show business works, but the business part is where you're not. This isn't show business. This is just show.
That's just the nature of any show in Los Angeles. No money is transacted, but you do get a free meal there, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of volunteering in this business.
The show that Jake and I met at was a Prohibition-themed speakeasy where it was very... it was hidden that there was even a show there, and that also didn't pay, if I recall.
Yeah, no, they don't pay. Well, you don't need to. I don't need to get paid. I just like to talk into microphones. So
it's fun.
You know, it's now that everybody has them. It's great, and everybody has a show. Who can listen to all these shows? We're gonna eventually. It's gonna turn on us, and we're gonna have to pay people to listen.
Yeah, because we're running out of audience.
They're gonna be too busy.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Doing their own show. Like, I'm sorry, I can't do your show. I'm doing my show right then. Like, I was thinking that when I got in the car, I would be recording, and then I could. It could be my podcast also, but
that's a great idea.
That was complicated.
That really is a good idea, though.
Yeah, you can, and you could actually do asides about what how the conversation's going to yourself for your show.
I mean, commentary is so popular on DVDs. I don't know why it wouldn't be popular on podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I like the idea. We could do a commentary of this pod. We could listen to it back later, mm-hmm. and then. Talk because I feel like it could be better. I mean, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
I feel like I'd love to, if I had another gear, that I could take it up a notch.
Right.
Sorry, right now or in general?
No, well, always, right. Okay. Yeah, always. No, you're right. Thanks for helping. This is part of my, I'm working on it. I'm working on it with a helper, with a person. But yeah, I would love to just Let's take this to the next level.
I think if we did that, I would just constantly be saying, oh, I don't like that I said that. And then I would say that about that right now.
I do sometimes feel like, you know, when I'm recording the beginning part of my podcast, that's all about this is what's going to happen on the podcast, and I get finished. And I feel like it could have been better. And then sometimes I'll do it again, and I think, no, the first one was better. And yeah. Now I'm at a point where I'm not going to do the second one. I just won't. I'll do it the next week. I'll do it next week. I'll do it better.
Yeah,
I'm, you know, showbiz, it's weird. It's a brave new world. It's a brave new world.
Everyone's a star.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Did you, who won the election last night? Did you follow that at all? Do we care? I feel like this election is problematic in that one of them is going to get to be the president.
Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah.
That is going to be a problem.
That has been bothering me about this one. That, yeah, I mean, one of them has to be picked.
In the past, what bothered me is that I was worried that the one I liked wouldn't get to be the president. And now it's just like, it's one of these. Which one do you pick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't like that grumpy, wild-haired man?
Oh, yeah, I suppose I like him.
Yeah, you better. I mean, you're a comedian. You better like Bernie.
We all have to like him? Well, I don't know. If I had to pick the funniest, I might pick the guy that everybody thinks is a jerk. You like he's the funniest. If he just said, I've been kidding the whole time, I would go, oh, okay, well, that was great then.
Yeah, what a great character.
That would have been perfect.
That was great. Yeah. He's having an argument with the Pope. I'd love to get in an argument with the Pope. I don't think I would.
It's pretty bold.
Yeah.
To be mad at the Pope.
I think that if he wins, and this is me trying to be positive, if he wins, he's going to be surrounded by people that will make decisions for him, so it'll be just this mass of people.
Maybe not. I feel like he's going to go, look, I've got this handled. Like, yeah. You were the guys who thought it was a bad idea for me to get in an argument with the Pope.
Right.
Dummies. And it turns out to be a good idea. It almost seems like he does whatever.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to get thrown out.
What do all these buttons
he's
do?
A madman.
It's like, what do I have to do to get thrown out of this election?
Why
he's
is
like,
this working?
All Mexicans are rapists. Everyone's like, we're good with that. He's like, I'm going to build a wall. Sounds good to us. Muslims should all get, we should get rid of all Muslims. Good. Yay.
He's like, oh my God, this is working.
I bet this week he sends a dick pic to Oprah. I think that's what he's going to do next.
He's going to tape it under her chair.
And his comparison item will be a cup of Oprah chai from Starbucks.
That didn't last very long, the Oprah chai.
No, they really blew that up.
Well, I saw that coming, and that's why I went on Amazon, and I got a case of it.
Oprah. Cornered the Oprah chai market, so yeah. 10 years from now, you're going to sell Beanie Babies.
I did that with Sparks, too.
It's called a battery gap.
Yeah, the old battery gap.
Everyone in podcasting knows about it.
Well, yeah, but people are listening thinking, yeah, that happened to me one time when I was doing my podcast.
Yeah. My traveling podcast.
We have discovered that there are a few other podcasts that take place in a car.
In the best place. Are there?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, this is something that I like to do on my podcast is take phone calls.
Do it. Let's hear who it is.
I can't. It's Vic Henley, but I can't answer.
Vic.
Do you know Vic? He's a comedian.
Well,
he's very funny.
I remember the Velveeta Room in Austin. For a while, it wasn't the Velveeta Room. It became a club called Funnies. For exactly 1 month.
The Velveeta Room is a ridiculous name.
It is. Yeah.
Let's switch it to Funnies.
Funnies is better.
Let's make it something more ridiculous. And Vic Henley was the first headliner.
The Velveeta Room is small.
It was a Bruce Baum. Bruce Baum owned the club.
Remember? The baby man?
The baby man.
Babyface Bruce Baum, the baby face man.
He doesn't have a baby face. He would be wearing a diaper.
He wore a diaper.
Yeah, no, it's more of a mafia type name. He doesn't really have a baby face. They just call him baby face because he'll break your kneecaps.
Oh.
A lot like a baby would if you gave them
babies
a weapon.
Are dangerous. Don't give the baby your hammer.
You right in the knees every time.
Yeah. Which is funny when you see it in a movie. When you see someone get hit in the balls or their kneecapped by a baby in a movie, it's great.
The best.
It's the entire premise of Home Alone.
I'm concerned that I didn't. What did I do? What have I done?
Oh, you don't. Is it more urgent when your phone ring is a tiny piano?
Well, no.
Vic Henley's like Jake, I've got a premise issue.
Have you ever had a call like that? I've got a premise issue? What the kind of a...
It's a comedy emergency.
Talking to a douchey... Like, I've got a premise emergency. I think that I'm doing some of your material.
Could
you please
call.
Do all of your material, and then I'll tell you if I'm doing any of it?
I'll tell you what to take out?
I don't want to tell you what I'm doing, because if I did that, then you might start doing my material. So
right. It's a dangerous line you have to dance on when you're calling someone about...
Look at the sign on this liquor market here. ATM milk firewood ice bag.
Yes.
And it's stenciled on there in spray paint. I'm a little skeptical of the ATM. Yeah. That's you know the one that looks like it can they put it on a dolly and then take it inside at night. That ATM.
Yeah, it's got a bike lock on it.
It's like what kind of carefree. What kind of whimsical nomads are sticking their card into that ATM. It's just like
whimsical nomads even have bank accounts these days.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They do, and they're willing to pay upwards of $4.95 per ATM transaction.
Have you heard about the idea that some banks now are charging you interest to keep your money in the bank?
No.
Negative interest rates? It seems.
What?
I think maybe it's a thing that banks are charging other banks to do, but it just seems insane. It's like, okay, so I gotta buy a safe and get a shotgun.
Yeah. Get some firewood.
Yeah.
Get some ice.
They're pushing us into the apocalypse. It's where they want us to go. They're the worst people.
Yeah.
That's what that sign makes me think, is at the last minute they spray paint stenciled a sign for your panic gear at the end of the world. You're gonna need fire, ice, earth, wind, fire, and an ATM machine. And that's why it was... And you know it's not going to be a nice ATM machine if it's just not...
What is a nice one? I only go to ones that are attached to a bank.
It's one that on a list would be way far away from firewood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice ATM machine.
It's kind of sleek, and it sells you stamps.
Yeah.
One of those nice ones.
It's affixed to the ground.
Yeah, those ATM machines are more like a payphone kind of... That's the creepy, like... Oh, if you can remember payphones.
You know what? Every once in a while, for giggles, I like to just pick one up and see if there's a dial tone. And usually there isn't, but when there is, I take a picture. Because some of these things are still working.
You take a picture of your, like a selfie of you? You take a selfie of you on it?
Yes, I have an album. I have an album on my phone of
selfies of you with payphones?
Selfies of payphones.
It sounds like a coffee table book to me.
Yeah, that would sell. People would... adore it.
I don't know if you guys are aware that there's a renaissance here on Lincoln Boulevard. It's really, it's upgrading itself constantly. That used to be a vacuum repair shop, and now it's a place where they have seven dresses.
Christy Dawn, come and buy one of our seven dresses.
I love how there is nothing more intimidating when you enter one of those stores, and it's just seven items.
Man bun.
I pointed right at him.
He's working his Instagram right now.
It's the best.
I just took a picture of my man bun.
Either I should post it or jump into traffic, as I'm poised to do.
Oh. He's got those are the skinny jeans. Is that what skinny jeans that he's got on?
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty skinny.
Mm-hmm. Also, that's an option a lot of guys do. They shave around the hair that goes into the bun.
Yeah. So, I mean, when he lets that thing loose, he's just going to look like a...
That's going to be the title of my new special is Unleash the Man Bun.
You have to.
That's actually...
Hello, does anyone at Netflix listen to this? Because I'm ready. I've got the title and...
And that's all you need in a comedy special.
Yeah.
And at least 7 years experience, judging by the last few Netflix specials. Look at me, taking a jab.
Yes.
Well, my last special didn't go out on Netflix. You have to buy it on my website, because the one before that they wanted, but this last one they didn't want. But I was just in Minneapolis, as I think I mentioned, talking to Louis Lee and Presario there at the Acme Comedy Company.
Yes.
And he was saying there's going to be a changing of the guard at Netflix.
Oh, really?
And things are going to be different than they were.
He's always talking politics.
He does like to talk politics.
Did he also remind you not to have sex with anyone in the wait staff? He told me that five or six times.
Well, I'm married, but you're a sexual being. I mean, that's obvious to me every time I see you. It's like this guy he can't help himself. I mean, when people of all sexes and nationalities are throwing themselves at you,
you've got to be warned.
Eventually, you're like, yes, please, okay.
A lot of elderly Filipino ladies lately have just been going after me hard.
Really?
Tiny hands, and they're so joyful in their lovemaking, I think, is what I've seen.
There's not a lot of shame. That's what it is, culturally.
I really thought you were complimenting my hands.
Your tiny hands?
They are very tiny.
I'm sure you're a great lover. Well, you wouldn't have all this interest.
I hate fishing like that, but thank you, Jake.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Finally.
I don't know what it is. I think there's just pheromones around me. If you think, I'm like Pigpen, except it's pheromones.
But pheromones, yeah.
Except it's pheromones,
the,
yeah.
The squiggly lines around me are just...
sex.
Panty-dropping, sorry. Oh, mm-hmm. Panty-dropping. I'll get out up here. Oh, Jake fell asleep.
No. I was just having a swell panic. You know, my daughter has this speech thing that she's picked up at school where she's telling you something and then she's kind of finished telling it to you, but instead of kind of doing a sentence where it finishes up, she sort of fades off and then she goes, so, yeah. Like, that's the end of the thing.
That's funny. You know? How old is she?
She's 11.
Yeah, my nieces are 11 and they I think that's an age thing. So, yeah. Like, it ends with just a sarcastic, that's just how a story concludes.
My niece just starts laughing at her own story. So she'll be like, the cat jumped up on the curtain and I had to get her down. And she just kind of like laughs at you. I think it might be a family thing.
What's an example of a comedian who does that? I just did it.
Yeah. I like it.
It's fun.
This is fun. So, which comedian specials on Netflix are terrible?
Oh, yeah. You want names? No, I think that a lot. I've noticed that some comics will have like a first Netflix special, and then they have a follow up one, and it's just not as good. That's that's I suppose makes sense. But I watch a lot of them.
Do you? I've tried, and then I can't get through it. I've tried to find out about people, like, oh, I like this person. I've seen some of their tweets, or I've heard someone else tell me how great they are, and then I try and watch the special, and I get halfway in, and it's just I like doing comedy shows, but I guess I only like watching them if I'm at them.
Right, yeah. Me too. Yeah.
I don't like watching comedy on TV, stand-up comedy on TV that.
With the Netflix specials, do they tell them, hey, don't bother doing your material, keep it real loosey-goosey, act like, you know what, maybe you don't even want to be there.
Well, and also the idea that it's not an hour anymore. Like, when you used to do an hour special on HBO, the longest it could be would be 58 minutes, but they actually would prefer if it was 53 or 54 minutes, because then they could put some promos in.
Right.
But on Netflix, it's like an hour and 10 minutes, and it's like, this is longer than it should, there's parts of this that don't need to be in it.
Yeah. Some fat could
sometimes
be trimmed.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a could be. Dads use.
You could trim the fat, or you could just cook it down. You could render it.
Render that fat?
Make some soap with some of your
jokes. Sell it? At
render
the
that fat, baby.
Render that fat. Welcome back to Render That Fat.
Well, yeah, now you're asking me driving directions. This is the tricky thing. It's like you're pointing, wanting me to give you some kind of instruction because you don't want to talk about where we're going, but you want me to be the person who does that. And I don't want this all to be about just directions.
Okay.
Where I'm worried that people are. Can people figure out where I live?
No,
there's that no way.
It's not a common concern. But
I don't think people want to stalk me. I mean, I'm not trying. I'm not calling you out, stalker, who's listening right now. But I feel like people have better things to do than stalk me. I'm past stalking age, really, is what I feel.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I'm old. I just feel like if you're going to stalk somebody, it's going to be a younger person.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kid's game. I mean, the stalker can be any age, but you want to stalk a younger person.
Yeah, sure. This is good. There's people in the crosswalk.
Oh, with tiny, tiny hands.
Yeah, look at them tiny. Mr. Plaid.
Look at them
that's
walking
over,
in unison.
Mr. Plaid. Yeah, You could park around here, and we could sit and chat for a minute if you want.
Yeah. That guy had a bag of poop in his back pocket, and I just wanted to point it out.
I don't think there was poop in the bag. I think that was a bag to pick up poop. I had a dog for a little while.
You wouldn't stick the poop in your pocket.
Why was it bulging, then? Can anyone explain what
he's a rich man with a large wallet.
Okay. And then just, okay.
And then the bag right on the outside.
His lady friend had the dog, and then he's walking behind her with a poop bag in his pocket and talking on the phone.
Yeah.
This is a part of modern life. I mean, meanwhile, he's looking at, those three people have microphones in a car, and there's a towel in the, is that a towel or a sheet?
Yeah, why is he sitting on a sheet?
It's a religious sheet.
Modern life.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
It's how we do it.
What if we all had to poop in a bag?
I mean, one day we're gonna. I already picked out my catheter.
True.
There's a website. Yeah. To pick out just the way
the
you
easy,
want.
Easy catheter.
A lot of people go reusable, but I think I'm responsible enough to clean mine.
Blech.
Sorry.
Yeah, I do see those. I see those commercials all the time. It is a new day where you have to listen to catheter commercials.
I don't watch the TV that much anymore, but I was really surprised at how many catheter ads there were,
yeah.
and that's who must be watching TV. It's like,
they're getting people who want to be in a catheter commercial, which I just wouldn't want.
I think once the money's on the table, I mean, you're not telling your agent, hey, can you send me out for some catheter ads? But let's say you get a phone call and they go, well, it's a catheter. Yeah. It is for
it
catheters.
It is $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Some insane amount.
Is it voiceover? No, it's your face in a catheter ad. What do you say? All right.
Just act like you have a catheter.
Lisa Carano was in the catheter ads. Do you know Lisa? She's a comedian from Florida.
I know that name.
And she acted. She was acting, lying that she
had
a catheter?
Yeah, she was the catheter lady who was talking. I don't know if she was acting about them or talking about how great they were. I can't remember. You'd have to ask her.
Okay.
Catheters are just for men's urethra openings, right? Not women? Is there women?
No, women get them too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's you're putting a tube in there to get your whiz out.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening.
I mean, that's how a doctor would state it.
Yeah. We're putting the whiz tube in.
Get ready.
What are you doing the rest of the day? We're going to put in a whiz to get that pee out. I like to repeat things people have said.
It's a good quality. It's endearing.
It drives it home.
He must really like us. He keeps repeating everything we say.
In a sing-songy copycat voice.
It's very 11-year-old girl of you.
So, any medical problems you guys want to talk about? Do you have any medical issues?
I have to get a new hip. To get my hip replaced.
Is that true or not?
Yeah, it is true. It's been bothering me for a while, and then I went to a guy and he said, yeah, you were right. Your hip does hurt because these x-rays show your bones are touching. But it's not that bad.
No, the technology of it is amazing now.
Yeah. The only concern I have is that they only last 10 years and then you got to get another one.
I think they last longer than that, don't they? 10 years?
10 to 15 years, just like, Bo Jackson.
Somebody told me fake boobs have a life expectancy of something like that. Like you get a boob job and then you got to go in 10 years and get them rotated.
Yeah.
Then you're like bigger.
Do you go bigger or do you go smaller?
You just keep going bigger until you die, you suffocate.
I think you just rotate them 180, flip them left to right, and reuse them, right?
The flat end is out for a little while, but then it just naturally...
You always hear horror stories about someone catching a volleyball or something in the fake boob, it bursting, and it sends like a bubble to their brain, and they're gone.
Forever. Yeah, there's a lot of risk.
They just have saline in them now, don't they?
Yeah. Remember that song?
But some people get them carbonated.
Yeah, so they're fizzy.
Yeah. Bubbles all over the place. Do you ever watch Botched? That show Botched?
No.
It's a reality show about people who get terrible plastic surgery that have to get it fixed by good doctors. And there's some stories on there.
Oh.
When you watch it with your friends, it's hilarious. And then this is a lesson I learned. Watching it alone is the saddest thing I've ever done.
But you're watching some terrible thing that happened to some person, and then that person is letting everybody see the terrible thing that happened to them.
Awful.
I understand why we want to watch it, but it just, I don't think that it shouldn't be. They shouldn't make that.
That's sad, but it is interesting.
It's fascinating, but it's awful.
What's the worst botched you've seen?
It wasn't an artificial eye, sir. This is a grape. This is an old grape.
They charged you $14,000 for this grape. with an eye drawn on the front of it.
These people have the lowest imagination. Here come the dog people. They're just coming back the other way.
Just this one strip.
At least he took that bag, which is filled with what is undeniably shit, out of his pocket, and now he's just holding it.
Yeah, well, no, that's... You don't put the bag once it's got poo in it in your pocket.
He's just holding it.
Oh, yeah.
Either that or he's put a melted ice cream cone in a bag.
What a catch he is that she gets to walk the dog while he talks on the phone.
Yeah, he stands 40.
Yeah.
Keep us 40 paces apart, honey. I'm allergic to that dog.
Mm. He's doing some retirement planning right now. That's what I bet he's doing.
He's like, transfer everything to the 401.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to fake his own death tonight and fly to an island with his real girlfriend. Poor lady and her dog are going to be broke.
He bought her that dog so that somebody would keep her company.
It has the same name.
Death.
It has the same name as him. It's weird that we're naming the dog your name. I know.
Why is it every time you go to buy something, a sweater, you buy another smaller one for the dog? I just want him to dress like
me. Don't worry about it.
I guess that was a stretch.
No, I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
I liked it.
I think it's okay. Dogs don't like to dress up as much as people think they do.
How about, what do you have medically coming up?
What do I have medically coming up?
Anything medical to plug?
Well, listen, I was worried that I had some issue with the with my ass for a while, but
sure.
I feel like it's all squared up now. I get a funny thing in my knee where it feels like it's going to go out or I'm going to fall down, but then it goes away. So I'm waiting for it to get worse. I had a thing with a car one time where it was making this really weird noise, but I had to be going fast. And I lived over by, you know, Beverly and Fairfax. And the mechanic couldn't get it to make the noise because he couldn't get up fast enough and he couldn't be bothered to drive down to the freeway and drive it. So
right.
This thing was just bring it. When it gets louder, bring it back. And I felt like that was bad advice, but then also I get it. Now, as your body gets a little bit older, like your hip, you don't have to get it fixed now. You can wait till it gets unbearably painful.
Right. Yep,
which
that,
it will.
I could, yes. Yes, it's just in the past year. It's made me decide to do it. Yeah.
Have you tried fish oil? You know, you can lube it up from...
from within?
I rub just about everything on that hip. And fish oil. I do take fish. I do take a lot of anti-inflammatory, lube up your joint type things. But once the bones are touching, it's like...
Yeah. It's time to get a new hip.
Yeah. Once your foot is swelling. And...
This inflammation, I didn't realize that we're all... But are we really all inflamed? Or is this like gluten? We all had to quit eating gluten, and now it's like, no. Gluten.
Well, yeah, I experienced, because I was rheumatoidal for a while, that's an arthritic thing, and I was getting shots of cortisone and prednisone. I was scared, and I was walking like a little old man, and then I changed. I quit eating bread and sugar and dairy for like 6 months, and the pain went away.
Wow.
And so just to troubleshoot and test it, I would, and out of being weak, I would just be like, I can
just
have
eat
half
a pizza. Chocolate milkshake.
Yeah, and my knuckles would hurt a couple days later. It was really easy to gauge. So I believe in it, and I don't believe in anything.
Well, I also don't think everybody has the inflammatory problem, but certain people do. And also just everything we have these days... It is terrible.
It's warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just airing it out.
Yeah, let's air it out.
Yeah,
you can just do that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because there's we're really yapping it up.
Yeah.
Steaming it up.
Yeah, a lot of hot talk. We'll be right back.
Hot talk
with more
about
hot talk.
Inflammation.
What's the biggest person you've ever had sex with?
Come on. Well, we sent our recent, our unstable guy out on the streets to ask some people.
Our unstable guy. That's the morning radio show gimmick, right?
Yeah.
You got to send out a stutterer or a guy with a lazy eye to go make people feel uncomfortable.
But he's got a certain skill, that guy, because he's willing to go up and talk to everybody. Because a lot of people get shy in that situation. But he's like, no, I want to be famous and a part of the show enough that I'm going to overcome my shyness and come out of my cage.
That is just 90% of everyone in radio. And I think I just probably pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah, all the people who are listening to us do a radio show in
a
car.
That's the thing. They won't because they're hardcore terrestrial listeners.
They're snooty, man. I'll be honest with you. When you were getting batteries, I was having a conversation with Karen. And we were talking about a guy who was a radio guy. And I kept telling him, you should try doing a podcast because he has the skills for it. But he's just... prejudiced against them. He doesn't even listen to them.
Right.
I go, what about Mark Maron talk to the president? You didn't listen to that?
Yeah.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the radio that they force you to do when you do Cap City in Austin. Those guys, you stick around for it, and you're already there 3 hours, but They stick around for an additional hour, and then that's when they do their podcast. And that's when we had the most fun, because it was no holds barred.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah, it was good.
I think a lot of those guys, that's their exit strategy. They're just waiting now to get fired from their radio job and just take it completely podcast.
That's what they should do. It's the new, we're all in control of our own destinies.
Yeah, and that can be scary.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the fact that it doesn't pay anything is a little bit of a stumbling block.
Well, yeah. If you get your Squarespace going, it can pay.
Oh, that reminds me. Here's our ad.
Well, I can vouch for them. I'm a user. I'm a client. I'm a whatever they do.
Do you have a
little store on there. They sell my DVDs on my website. They don't. They have a thing where a person clicks a thing and then a friend of mine mails them to them. Right. But they DIY. Made all that possible.
And did they provide that friend?
No, I had to make that friend myself. Yeah. But I can make friends.
Making friends.
If you think that's hard, try getting them to mail stuff out to people. Man. That's where it really gets tricky.
That's where the friendship gets tested.
And the thing is, I mail them to him, and then he mails them out. I mean, I mail him a box of a bunch of them.
Oh,
when he runs out, I gotta send him some more.
That's terrific.
And then another thing you can do on Squarespace is you can get a thing that people click. I have a thing on my website that people can click and just give me money.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody did it.
Really?
It was like, hey, if you want to support the podcast, just one so far. It's only been up for a little while.
But, yeah, all you have to do is find some guy, yet again, he's going to be mentally unstable, too, but he lives on a boat, and he's just got money because...
We're all looking for the rich, dumb guy.
Is that Matthew McConaughey? Right? Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Well, it looks like a guy that follows his fashion sense.
No.
No, that was a kid. No kid.
Shoot.
I just watched Magic Mike the other day, and I got to say, I'm open and I'm secure with my sexuality.
How did you get to watch it?
I was very attracted. I find those men to be attractive, but not in my genitals.
Oh, just
in my
mentally.
Brain, I'm like, oh man, those guys are really good looking.
Intellectually, if you were into dudes, it would be on.
You'd want to go to the library with them.
I'd rank them in order that I would kiss their faces.
I just had a gig in Vegas a few weeks ago, and when you get off the plane to get on the tram to go to the baggage claim, there's a big poster for the Thunder from Down Under, and also there's a Chippendales. Also, you know, they have billboards right across from each other.
Yeah, but those guys aren't Australian.
Yeah, the Chippendales are not. There was only one Chippendale guy, and he was pretty fit. But when you see the three Australian or five or however many there are, and they all got their shirts, they look like the thing about the Thunder from Down Under is the premise is. It's not like Chippendales. It's like these guys are in a tuxedo collar, but they're just doing a sexy dance. The Thunder from Down Under, those guys look like these guys are working on a farm. It's very hot, so they took their shirts off.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's a story, a theme.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, it seems like that's what's going on.
It's more casual.
Look at these sexy Australian farmers that have come to America to do a show for us, ladies, in our bachelorette party.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Because that's the last time you're going to get to see abs again if you get married.
Unless you make a gay friend.
I wish that the Chippendales dancers, they actually sounded like the Chipmunks. And some guy came out and he's like, Alvin, stop dancing.
I think that'd be too much entertainment.
I'd love to go on that meeting where you pitch that to a network. It's like the Chippendales. They all live in a house.
Yeah.
All right.
And hear me out. There's a man that I know they're human also, but this man without a chipmunk voice.
When they're not on stage, they get very small and he can carry them around in a little box.
But they're still really, really built.
Wait a minute. This is all happening on stage? Try not to interrupt me. So we pick a casino.
Let me think this through in your office.
I have to invent a shrinking ray.
No, we can do it. They don't really get small. What kind of dumbass are we pitching to? No, this is a special effect, you moron. We carry the tiny Chippendales around in a box from
so
gig to gig. We found
show?
A way to...
No, it's dirty.
I kind of like
adults.
The idea, but could you stop calling me moron? Shut up, dipshit. Here's how... And then here's the crescendo.
Do you know the difference between pornography and... ribald naughtiness, because that's what we're going for.
Because that's the line we're going to skate.
It's a knife edge that we're going to be on.
That we're going to lick.
With some topless men.
From Australia.
Yeah.
That's the thing I never understood about that saying, is most swords are double-edged. I mean, There's never
No, that's wrong. They're not. You're right. Think about your chef.
Think about what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's a katana sword that's got one edge.
Kukri? Does a kukri have two edges?
What's that?
It's like a knife. It's like a machete type of a knife.
I'm thinking of old timey Game of Thrones type swords. Yeah. Those all have double.
A lot of them are double edged, yeah.
Hey, you know that's coming up again, dude. Watch that show.
Game of Thrones, yes.
God,
I forget how much I love it and then it comes on again, but we just finished watching. Do you watch Vikings?
No.
OMG.
Is it good?
Yes.
Girl.
What do you
I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. You see that on?
You see it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, I don't have the Prime.
Well, pony up. It doesn't cost that much, and you get free two-day shipping. Ad goes here.
and it's the same feel as Game of Thrones?
It's Viking, except it's about Vikings.
Right, right.
So they're just
and it's great. The guy who plays the head Viking, well, you see it unfold in the first season, but he's pretty awesome. The haircuts in the first season, in all the seasons, but the first season, the hairdos and tattoos, it's pretty great.
So is there a lot of man buns?
Yeah, I wouldn't call them man buns, but
something that time's version.
Do they ever affix their hair back so they can kill more efficiently?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, the battles are pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys were like their dream is like, well, maybe we'll get killed and that will be great.
Yeah.
Because then we can go to Valhalla. But if we don't get killed, we're bringing back some gold.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
I'm going to watch that.
Vikings is so good.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
And you can watch, I think now 3 seasons are available on the Amazon.
I did, going back to Game of Thrones, saw the billboard on Vine, driving up Vine, and it was just Jon Snow and something, and that's, it just
I
said, like, with the date.
Deceased.
I know. And I had, like, a full, like, gaspy excitement moment.
Yeah, why would they allude to him being alive again?
What if all the dead characters have gone to some kind of limbo zone that they can be retrieved from?
He could be a walker now.
That's what you keep forgetting, but that still is wearing makeup and very handsome.
Yes.
Maybe
love can bring him back.
Maybe bring us back together?
Love will keep us together.
Well, no. Now we have to spend $1,200.
I forgot.
to clear that music?
No, I don't think so.
To clear that needle drop?
No, no one's going to hear
I think we didn't sing enough of it. And besides, on podcasts, as long as you're not advertising, you don't... Oh, crap. I don't even know why you're doing advertising. Are you getting rich? Are you guys rich?
No, I mean, it's nice.
Because if you are, you should get a lint brush.
Someday.
Yeah.
Come on, Squarespace.
Money's rolling in.
Well, yeah,
I got one of those tape roller things.
We should get sponsored by a car detailing business. Get this thing taken care of.
Yeah. So I'm ready for Game of Thrones, but it takes so long for it to be Game of Thrones time again.
Yeah.
So that's why I've got all these other shows that I've got relationships with, like Vikings, Peaky Blinders.
Sure.
Did you watch Peaky Blinders?
I do. I like the haircuts.
I tried to.
A lot of nice haircuts.
Oh, Peaky Blinders gets better. You got to stick with it and get through it.
Yeah, I'll go back.
And then I also recommend Ripper Street.
We love Ripper Street.
Is that about skateboarding?
No, it's about guys who just work their abs all day long and get ripped.
Okay. Damn it. That's
and then they walk up the street.
My script, Shred Zone, is about that. Damn it.
Uh-huh. I thought that was about Frosted Mini Wheats.
That's a misleading title. Yeah.
It's all these people that work at the Mini Wheats factory. It's an office comedy. Shred Zone.
Or it's a Halliburton thing. We got to shred these documents. The cops are coming.
Secrets.
I like that riff. Well, you should go home to your family.
I feel like you ready to tap out?
Yeah.
No, it's
no, this was good. I enjoyed it.
We
but you're
end
right,
it
my
on
wife
Shred
is
Zone.
Probably
we got
we gotta end it on Shred Zone.
What we just did was park in a way that any other normal American would have all been getting high. The way we just parked this car and sat in it, but we didn't. We don't get high, though, do we?
I don't get high.
I don't either.
I'm not a get higher person.
Oh, me either.
The one time I did when I was young and it was really scary to me, we went to a park just like that and parked off in the corner where no one could find us, like the cops. Mm-hmm. and it was a bong. I was taking rips off this bong, and I rolled down the window to blow a bunch of smoke out, and my dad and his wife parked right next to us, and I literally blew the smoke. My dad and stepmom.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to start describing my parents as my dad and his wife, even though she is my mom. Or maybe I'm going to say my mom and her husband, because that's kind of sometimes how I feel a little bit. Like that guy. Yes, take a right.
My dad and
right, go down to fourth, and then take another.
That pregnancy
right.
vehicle. Yeah.
That woman.
Chevy Nova's a sweet-looking rig.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
You got that right.
Did you blow pot smoke into your father's car?
Yes. And he just kind of smiled. He knew it.
I don't think my dad would have known. Well, I guess. No, I don't think he would have known. I remember when I was in my early 20s having a conversation about somebody smoking pot that I knew, and then having my mother or father saying, like, have you ever smoked pot? Like, in a way that was like, have you ever been to the moon?
Right.
Like, you've been to, oh, my God.
And we think we're about to get in trouble, even though we're grown-ups, but it's also out of curiosity, I think, because my dad has these headaches, and they've been a problem because of the Excedrin, which is the only option to get rid of them. And he just now in his life started smoking marijuana to help with that. So it's so funny. I was visiting, and he had, like, all these different varieties, and it helps him. Helps him sleep.
Yeah.
I was just in.
It's good for you.
I was just in Minneapolis, I think, if you can remember back to a long time ago in this show, and I saw a friend of mine who's got MS, and he has tried the medical marijuana. He's off all of his other prescription muscle relaxant stuff.
Amazing.
That's
amazing.
So now we
cool.
just need to whip around and go back to my driveway because my bag is so heavy. You can't do go it to the next. Where the next stop sign up, and then you can whip around at that.
Okay. And just so you know, in case you want to stalk him, we're in the valley somewhere.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
in Van Nuys.
Deep in the valley. Ho, ho, ho.
Much nicer.
No, it's the jolly.
Than the valley. No offense, Karen.
Look.
I think the valley's all right.
It's great if you want to buy. You know where I went recently that just blew my socks off is Glendale. What a beautiful. I'm serious. I was like, I'm going to live here if I ever become a regular person.
It gets
were
hot
you
in
up
the
near
valley.
The hills?
It was just the downtown area. I went
so
to a
go
neon.
Ahead. Oh, yeah. You can't go because there's a lady with a dog.
Hi there. She's very impatient.
Yeah, she's a real.
Is this good?
Go up to the next driveway a little bit, and then you can just whip in behind our car.
Okay.
Just not yet, but the
that
next one?
One,
this one right
oh,
here,
that guy's
right here,
cartoonish
right here behind the white car.
That guy is very drunk.
Or here, right here is perfect. Yeah,
what
this
if I
is
back
good.
It
We're
up?
Right on the street. No, right here is
okay.
perfect.
Okay.
Pull up a little bit, and then I just wanted to. What did I want to tell you? I wanted to tell you a thing.
Statements.
No, I wanted to say, you know, Karen was going to do the benefit show for my daughter's school, but she came down with some kind of flu-ish thing, right? So she couldn't sing. So I'm going to invite her to do that this year.
Yes.
And it's usually in the fall.
Yes.
And maybe you guys both want to do
that.
Was
that a year ago that that happened?
Oh, you don't have to invite me.
Well, it was in the fall, so this is still this. We're not even in the spring yet.
You don't
It was.
I mean, just because I'm here right now, you don't have to invite me also.
Yeah. It's not a problem.
No, I want you to do it.
No, I'm saying I do not want to.
Oh, you don't want to?
I'm kidding. It's so hard. I'm making a face that would let you know I'm kidding.
I can't
I'd
see you.
To.
This is the funny, because of the way that we're
like
arranged in the car in
it's
the back.
Like
I've just been looking at the back of your heads this
it's
whole
like
way.
It's like everything I've said, I've been texting.
It's what if we were doing a show in a studio, but this is the way you insisted on us all sitting? You guys facing
that's a
the
good
same
idea.
Direction.
We build a little
you.
Fake car.
It's just a power play.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like we try to simulate being in a car.
I would love to do that show. I'd love to raise money for your daughter at her school.
Well, it's a fun crowd.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Good.
How did that go?
It went well. It was a fun night.
And it's good. Kids.
It was a fun
Is
night.
There kids there?
No. It's all grown ups. No kids are allowed to come. They asked me. They said, "Oh, can we bring our kids?" And I said, "No." And they
Ew.
Go, "Our kids are pretty grown up teenagers." And I said, "It just makes it weird for the other people
it's
in
true.
The room to see a comedian talking about something that maybe is fine for your kid to hear, but other people then go, 'Is that okay that he just?'" said blowjob in front of that child? No. You can't do that. And I know you guys want to do your blowjob stuff, so.
I have a full book of blowjob jokes.
Uh-huh. Catheter, the catheter. Just,
all that catheter material.
Well, that's the kind of the seamless, it segues from catheter to blowjob.
Do you still do the finale where you pull out the catheter at the end of the show and
no, spray the front row?
I still end with
it's not with real.
No,
it's,
no,
it's
no.
Fake.
It's champagne. That's when the party starts.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year all year.
I first did it on New Year. A magician helped me rig it up so that we could pour everyone in the room's glass from my catheter. Oh, you thought we were finished. We weren't finished.
No, we were in no way finished. We were just resting in a parking spot.
You guys are awesome.
And then where you're going somewhere now? Is it Detroit?
I'm going to Detroit in a couple of weeks.
What's
if you want to pick me up
there?
At the airport from that.
we'll meet you in Detroit.
It's called the Comedy Castle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not actually in Detroit. It's in Royal Oak, Michigan. But if you live in Detroit, it's very close.
Cool.
Is that a fun club?
It was really fun. Last year was the first time I did it, and it's owned by this old school comedy fan guy. So it's a great. They take care of the audience.
He books
cool acts.
Oh, that's awesome!
It's really fun. And I went to the Motown Museum. Highly recommend. In the house. It's in the house where they recorded all that music.
That sounds terrific.
Oh, I've heard about that. Is that the one where they show you how they? They put the microphones up into the attic to get that sound.
Yeah, to get the hand clapping echo thing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty great.
My friend told me about that.
It's a great tour.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun. If you live in the Detroit area, you should go see Jake Johansson because he makes me laugh more than most people.
Or at my website, jakethis.com. You can find out the other places I'm going, like Melbourne, Australia, for the comedy festival. Or you can click on a thing and just give me money.
Randomly.
Or I've got a link to Amazon, so you can. Go to my website, click the Amazon link. Then when you buy things on Amazon...
Two days.
You get a little... Do you have that? Do you have that yet?
No, I've just
You should
heard
get that.
It.
It's easy. You can set it up. It's easy to set up. You
There's
can set
a lot
it up.
So sorry, if I went on and just went and bought a book, but through your website, then you get a little kickback?
Because you click the link on my site to go to Amazon, then Amazon says, oh, we're giving Jake a kickback for that. It's an affiliates program, I think it's what it's called. But it says it doesn't cost the people who are buying anything extra. It just is, you're helping to advertise Amazon, I guess, is their thing.
That's nice.
Wow, and that's so, such a cool world we live in.
It's cool.
I like it. I like that people go on walks while they look at their individual phones. It's better than having some mundane, forced conversation.
It's better than having your boyfriend walk behind you with a pocket full of shit. Planning his death to leave you because he hates your guts so much.
Fake death, man.
That's a projected possibility.
Which one of them? Yeah, it's not the 100% true. She could be the one who's leaving.
It could be her.
She's just like, I'm out walking the dog.
When did she get off the hook?
Tonight we're faking her death. He's in on it.
Whispering to the dog. I'm just going to give you enough hamburger to knock you out.
And that way you won't have to testify.
Your little neighbor looks like he's quick to anger. Anyone who walks with their hands in fists, you know, is just ready to fly off the handle.
Do you walk with your hands in a fist?
Oh, no, I'm a carefree guy.
You're more blade hands, like Tom Cruise running?
Yes, I walk like Tom Cruise running.
He runs in a way that no one runs that way, and it makes you think, like, do I not know how to run?
Yeah.
That's how good of an actor Tom Cruise is. It's like, I've never seen anyone do that. I must be doing everything wrong.
We all must be doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Like L. Ron Hubbard told him how to run, and he did it.
God, I admire him.
God damn, he's good.
He's great. He is great.
Jake, thanks for being on Do You Need a Ride?
Yeah. We love it when we pick you up.
And if you're in Detroit, go see him.
I'm
going to be in town for a while. I have nothing to plug. Watch Almost Genius on True TV.
Oh, yeah, your TV show.
Almost Genius.
Yeah, it's a show that I host.
Can I watch it on Amazon Prime?
I don't know.
I think just True TV.
I want to watch it.
Cable.
My DVR thing turns itself off, so I can't program it to record things and count on it.
Oh.
And I need to call customer service, but it's in my wife's name, so she has to call customer service.
So now you have to talk to her about talking to someone.
And she doesn't want to call customer service.
No one does. Just leave town.
I know.
Fake your death and leave.
This is why, fake your death. Don't
your
actually
death
kill yourself.
Fake your
actually
death.
Killing
render,
yourself.
Render the fat after you fake your death.
And start over in Santa Barbara.
That sounds great.
That's not far enough away, I don't think.
It's not?
I don't think so. People will find you.
I don't think so.
I don't. I mean, don't blame me if it goes wrong.
It's a two-hour drive.
You,
that's
it's
pretty far.
Not far enough away.
We'll see.
Karen, do you have any closing...
closing arguments?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Not much. I'm waiting to hear about a job starting, so I'm truly in a very... frightening.
I'm excited.
Middle ground.
I bet you'll get it, and I'm very excited.
We'll see.
I know a little bit about it. Can't divulge too much right now because that's a bad omen.
Yes. Well, it sounds exciting.
She's
so
writing a sequel to the Omen series.
This time,
I feel like they already made one.
The parents are filled with the devil.
Ooh, it's
yeah.
Twisteroo. Grown-ups of the corn.
It takes place on Earth, but everyone is possessed by the devil except for one person.
Ooh, you mean like 35 other movies? Sorry, I didn't listen. Okay,
guys, we've done it.
Stick a fork in it.
It's hard to finish this thing,
isn't it? Really
it
really is.
I mean, once you got batteries, it's who wants to stop talking?
This should be a four-hour podcast.
I'm going to edit it and add some in. Okay, we'll talk about that later. Thanks for listening to Do You Need a Ride? You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? D-Y-N-A-R! Ouch!
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style, we wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it, were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.